G'day everyone, it's Maroon here and you're listening to the mini version of MG's Rugby League Rundown. For the full podcast, head over to Listener or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search MG's Rugby League Rundown.
So many great moments.
Oh, here we go.
So many thrills.
Oh, hang on.
So many spills.
And we're underway.
Triple M is proud to present.
Unbelievable.
Oh. MG's Rugby League Rundown.
And welcome, everybody, to MG's Rugby League Rundown. My name is Anthony Maroon, and here he is, the star himself, my old mate, Mark Geyer.
Hello, Anthony. How are you, my friend? It's good to see your face. It's always great to see your face because we have so much good times together. But how has your week been? What's been up to?
Well, I've had the grandkids there. In the last 3 weeks, they've been there twice for stays of 4 or 5 days. There's four grandkids under seven. There's twins that aren't two yet. Mate, it's absolutely mental. You know, you'd rather take your bed out and stick it on the busiest roundabout in Sydney. But this is what's all ahead for you, mate.
Well, yeah, I'm due for our first in September. So the four under seven doesn't really appeal, even though I had four kids under five. I'd witty muck around with the offspring. But I think it might be different as a poppy. I think that at least you can give them back after the day. That's, you know, you can come get picked up but seven. Wow.
Yeah, but the only issue is, mate, you're not match fit anymore. You know,
that's true. That's true. Because I was thinking to myself, I was saying to my young bloke the other day, he's having his baby boy in September. I said, well, you're going to have to do what I used to do. I played every single night. We'd play footy out the backyard and I'd let you, it was always the first up to 50. They were 5 point tries. I'd get to 45 and then he'd come back and there'd be 45 all and he'd score on the bell. Make him come back for more the next day.
Maybe I should try that.
Yes.
Maybe I should try that. Mate, let's talk about some of these things over the weekend.
Yeah.
Round six already. Firstly, is there anything you didn't like? I mean, I know a lot of the boys are talking about this. What's this one we got now, the Disruptor?
Oh, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I mean, come on. We're a working-class game, played by working-class people, run by working-class people, and we want to introduce a word called Disruptor. It's just called balking, isn't it? Or just, you know. And then so half of them, Anthony, I think they're going for the ball anyway. And you can't give fullbacks a free rein on touching a ball. So that's one thing I don't like. One thing I didn't like was the way the Titans got touched up against the Raiders. I mean, they were never going to win that game, even though they did well to be in it up until the nth degree. Look, I see that Casey Badger's been dropped this week, and I didn't think she was that bad. I thought more so she didn't get much help from the touch judges or the bunker in the matters that mattered, in particular the charge down of the attempted field goal to win the game for the Titans, who I think were a better team. And then we saw a little bit of a Barney after it between two good mates in Ricky Stewart and Desi Hasler, and you can imagine they're basically, you know, saying a nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Let's see how far we can take this little brouhaha, because they're good mates, mate. There's no way in the world that was any malice towards each other. Look, I didn't like the Tigers' defence against the Dragons. You know, there are a couple of players who are on Origin-esque levels, like Yutokamanu and Coruscant had completely different games. You know, Yutokamanu, who's got everything to play for, his defence let him down big time, especially on the Jaden Sewer try, and Abby Coruscant proves why. I'm going to run you through my State of Origin team a little bit later in the podcast, but I think Coruscant will be number nine, and he showed why he should be. But it was a good round of rugby league. Even your Rabbitohs showed a bit more guts, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They showed a lot of heart, a lot of injuries, and you know, a lot of those new blokes that came into the team. And we'll get a chance to talk about that, South supporters. We'll give you an update on the Mighty Bunnies. Just before we move on, though, mate, we saw two Golden Point games over the weekend. Me as the bloke on the hill, I never liked Golden Point. I didn't really find the need for it. Where are you on Golden Point?
It seems to change each year with me. I didn't like it when it first came in. And then Penrith won by a Golden Point, so I liked it. if your team wins by a Golden Point, you seem to like it. If they don't, I don't think there's room in the game anymore for a draw. It's too many. The stakes are too high when we can't have a team getting 1 point each. I don't think. I think the only way to go about it is maybe to, a bit like the AFL, is to give 4 points for a win, and if you play in a Golden Point game, that ends up in a draw, you get 2 points each. I think that might be the way to get around it. But I don't know about this golden try. We could have games going for 7 hours. I've heard drop-offs as well, which I don't mind too much. I think I played Oztag a fair bit once I finished playing rugby league. And if it was a draw at the end of the field, end of the game, you take one player off each team. So you'd start with eight. You might get down to 3-on-3. So, look, I wouldn't mind something around that. If we're going to be a kind of a game that keeps going forward, it's maybe something we look at in the first 5 minutes of extra time. Both teams are going to take two players off. So we've got, you know, 11 on 11 on the field, and that might be a better way of scoring a try. But, yeah, look, I think it's here to stay, put it that way, because it's good entertainment. But if you're like the Seagulls and Warriors, a lot of people, I don't know what your stance is on this, but I think that the penalty was a penalty. I think Aloi did hit him, Sean Johnson, late. The fact that Sean Johnson got up and played the ball wasn't a good look, because he went down like a pack of potatoes, stack of potatoes, and he got up and kicked the winning, or the goal that got him level. So, or the goal that got them in golden point, I should say.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, it's what do you like it? Do you like golden point?
I don't like it. And to simplify, this is how I look at it. The poor old Titans haven't won a game this year. They go down there to Canberra and come back with 2 minutes to go and nearly pull off a miracle.
Yeah.
And they go back to the Gold Coast with nothing.
Yeah.
Just from a marketing point of view, I would have thought that for the Gold Coast admin, for the people running the show, it would have been nice to go back with something for their next game, the next home game. It might have attracted a few more people. Instead, they go back. At the end of the day, MG, they still lost. So, you know, they're 0-6 plus the bye. So I'm not a fan of it. I don't like it. And if we have to have it, I like that thing that you don't like, the golden try.
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll ever – look, it's going to be a lot harder to – saying that, but you know what, we adapt, don't we? Saying that, like, instead of seeing four or five hit-ups for a field goal attempt, we might see some flamboyant rugby league with trying to, you know, expand the ball out wide and trying to score tries in that 10 minutes. So, yeah, look, I've got – again, I'm always – my mind changes on it daily or weekly. I think it's here to stay, but am I a fan? Probably. Yeah, I'm a fan, I suppose, because it gives me more footy.
Mate, moving into, like, club land now, Joey Manu is off to Japanese rugby to play for the Toyota Verblitz. And yes. Obviously the money is a big attraction, plus he'll be playing rugby. And trying his arm at that. 164 games he played for the Roosters. They leave, don't they? And they come back. They all leave and they all seem to come back. But he is a superstar of our game.
Yeah, and I can't begrudge him 1 second for trying to get the money that he's deserved. You know, last week he set the all-time record for metres in a game, which was 370 run metres. He's also got the record for the most international metres, which was 410. Metres when he played against Tonga, I think, a couple of years back. So the guy is prolific. It just goes to show you how much of a fantastic footballer he is at fullback. And they've got the number one footballer in New South Wales, or the best fullback from this state, playing in Tedesco at fullback. So you can see why he wants to get out of there and, I suppose, earn the money. I think the landscape will be changed a lot when he comes back. I'm not sure how old Joey is at the moment. I'm pretty sure he's around 27, 28. But if he has, say, 3 years in rugby, Japanese rugby, he won't get tackled. I mean, he'll come back looking younger than he went away in. He'll come back with $300 million in his pocket and 30 years of age and say to himself, you know what, I'm ready for another chance at rugby league. And he might get that $1 million a year playing fullback for a club. And I'm pretty sure he will.
Well, I'm actually a bit surprised that in the current climate, he doesn't get that at another club. MG, maybe there's I mean, I'm sure you've seen him play fullback. You know rugby league better than anyone. I'm sure there are other clubs would make him their marquee player. Maybe he just doesn't want to play for another NRL club.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think that's what it is. I think you'd have an avalanche of clubs trying to get his signature. I reckon out of the 17 clubs in our competition, I would say at least 12 or 13 would have a go at him. And they would make him a number one priority pick for fullback, because some of the money that other players are on who aren't as good as Joey Manu, you got to suggest that he'd get $1 million easily in our game. But I think you're right. I think he's had enough. I think he stated openly that doesn't want to play for any other club but the Roosters if he plays in the NRL, which I admire. But he's getting the money he wants. So it's a win-win for Joey. He's going away and he's going to play in a dinner suit for three seasons or two seasons, whatever it is, and come back and he might resume it. He might love it over in Japan and play for another 5 years over there. Who knows? But all I do is want to wish him well because he's been a fantastic servant for our game. And I must confess, I love watching him play. And tomorrow night when they take on the Melbourne Storm, all eyes will be on the number ones, Pappenhausen and Manu. Oh, no, Tedesco's back. So he goes back to the centre role, which is, you know, it's a luxury that they've, a really good luxury that the Roosters have got.
Well, you know, it's a funny time at the Roosters because we know that they are a great club at rebuilding what they do. But obviously Joey Manu's going to Japanese rugby. Swally is going to rugby. Jarabaria Hargraves is going to the Super League.
Yep.
They could also lose Crichton, Dan Tupou, who's been a wonderful servant for that club. Yes. So do you see that as being the window closing for the Roosters?
I do, but because it's the Roosters, you got to think that it's going to be a jar pretty quickly. I think that they'd be talking about who to replace these players with already. I think they'd have someone in mind for a Swali here. I'm pretty surprised they didn't go after Zach Lomax, to be honest. I thought Zach Lomax would have fitted their itinerary pretty well. Like, he's a goal-kicking centre, winger, fullback now. And we've seen what he's done on the wing for the Dragons. He's probably the best winger on form in the competition this season. And he doesn't want to play there. So, yeah, look, their window is closing, but they've got some young kids coming through the Roosters reserve, New South Wales Cup team that are looking really good. This young Wong is a good player. And obviously Terrell May has been on fire. He's been one of the form front rowers of the season. And they've still got Spencer Lenu to come back. Let's not forget Spencer's been out since that first game in Vegas. So he comes back next week, I think. He's got 6 weeks suspension, maybe this week even. But Dan Tupou, maybe Luke Keary. We don't know what the future lays with him. But Angus Crichton has gone on record as saying that he's open to a code switch, i.e. rugby union. So I think that's where he's from. But yeah, look, the Roosters, I said at the start of this season, I'm pretty sure I said that they would be in the grand final with Penrith. Have I changed my mind? Probably what I've seen. I don't think that the Roosters will be there. I think they'll be in the top eight. I think they'll be in the top six, but I don't think they'll win the competition this year.
You know what the thing is with them, MG? If they need to have a rebuild. Now, we've seen clubs like the Tigers, even the Dragons to some extent. You know, some of these clubs have, the issue is not the money. The issue is attracting players to the club. This is a problem the Roosters won't have. So they could turn, they could have a rebuild and turn it all around pretty quickly.
Good point. Yeah, when with Robinson and Politis and, the assistant coaches they have there, they've got a really good program. It's a program that stands out heads and shoulders up there. They're in the top four programs in the NRL, along with, I'd say, Penrith, I would say the Broncos, and I would say Melbourne Storm would be the top four teams that people would look at when their managers would say, okay, you're off contract. These are the four big clubs. They won't pay you the money that these other clubs will, but you've got to make a decision. Do you want to win rugby league games and try and win a premiership, or do you want to take 100 grand less? And that's basically it. And a lot of blokes will say, you know what, I want extra money. I don't give a shit about making semis. But until you've played in one, a grand final or a semi-finals prelim, you don't know how good it is until you've played in it. And that's kind of the appetite you get when you're a rugby league player, which makes you take less to play at a better club.
Well, that just about does it for this mini version of MG's Rugby League Rundown. To listen to the full podcast, head over to Listener or wherever you get your podcasts and just search MG's Rugby League Rundown.